The mental component of motorcycling is as important as controlling the motorcycle. If we don't have an understanding of what we're doing on the bike and how we manage traffic, we're going to be in a world of hurt.
Once you understand those things, I mean, there's several components. We also did a bit of comprehension. So once you give people the information, you also try to make sure they understand. Why is that?
If there's no point in attending a learning course unless you understand. We don't run the course as a tick and flick type affair. Understanding the underpinning knowledge is important. We need to know why things happen.
How long have you been an accredited trainer?
Around 3.5 years.
How long have you been riding bikes?
Quite a lot longer than that.
So is it a passion for you?
I love it. I love it. And if I could afford to do this for nothing, I would.
You took us out to Palmyra Dragway. Why is that such a suitable venue for you to do the training?
We've got nearly a kilometre of track out there, 20 metres wide. Learners can learn to ride and practice riding at all speeds, up to 100 kilometres an hour, without the risk of strangers or odd vehicles turning up. Can't gain the same experience out on the road as a closed venue. Pretty much the way we run things, we test many people or give them tuition prior to assessment. Those sessions are held out at the track so that I know the person's level of competency riding a bike before they actually get out onto the road. We vet people through the telephone conversations and so forth beforehand to check on their level of experience. And as you know, when I talk to you on the phone, we repeatedly ask the same question over and over again in different ways just to get a good level of your experience.
What does it come down to for most riders? Is it a confidence thing?
Confidence is easy come, especially by the young folk. And this is why we put so much effort into the underpinning knowledge. And if we can try and get somebody to think twice about doing something that maybe they shouldn't do and it causes them not to end up in a bad situation, well, we've done a good job.
We learned a lot today. What's the most important thing for people to understand before they head out on a motorbike?
Plan. They've got to plan their ride, plan themselves, make sure the bike is in good condition and be aware that we are vulnerable on the road and our safety is up to the motorcyclist. We can't ride with an attitude where we're blaming other people for things that occur on the road. It's basically up to us. If we end up in an emergency situation, I believe it's just poor observation skills by the motorcyclist.
Well, that was quite obvious today. Safety was a big component of what we learned. And once we got out on the road, other drivers seemed to be the biggest problem. How can someone fortify themselves against that?
By pre-planning. Safety space. Quite simply, the more distance we've got between ourselves and the vehicle in front, the more time we have, the more relaxed we are to be able to check our mirrors and understand what's around us. It's all about giving ourselves enough time to understand the situation and react.
You mentioned you've been riding for quite a long time. How much has the approach to learning to ride and, of course, the rules on the road changed since you began?
There are always different rule changes coming along and they're not... they don't have a huge impact on us. When I first learned to ride, there weren't any training companies around, really. We just learned by the school of hard knocks. And it wasn't really until I decided to become an instructor did I really learn how to ride a motorcycle well and to be able to manage these situations. Roadcraft is something that isn't really taught to us. It's something that most people have to go out and be interested in to go and learn, where the course like this and through Q-Ride we're able to deliver this to more people.
When I first learnt to ride, I had to be on a 250cc motorcycle. I was surprised today to see a 400 and a couple of other sizes. When did that change?
That changed around 2.5 years ago. It was a good change. Prior to that change, people were able to, under certain circumstances, progress directly to an unrestricted size motorcycle. The regulations changed back to a 250cc motorcycle for novice riders. But many of us are large people carrying a bit of weight or tall, and the general 250cc bike just isn't big enough. And I guess having bikes available to us to ride, or for novice riders, slightly higher up to about 660cc, opens up motorcycling to more people, and they can get that level of practice and skill before they get onto a more powerful machine.
I'm still trying to understand what the LAM scheme is. Can you explain that?
It's the Learner Approved Motorcycle Scheme, and what Queensland Transport or the government have done is capped the motorcycle size for novice riders at 660cc, and there's also a power to weight ratio. The Queensland Transport website or Department of Transport and Main Roads have got the list of motorcycles available for novices to ride on their website. Quite an extensive list, and there's something on there for everyone.
We had a couple of people with us today. One, a 50-year-old man who's been riding for quite a long time, and yet he still learnt things. What do you think needs to change in the way training is delivered and an understanding of riding, driving and road rules so that people are always skilled?
I think that people should take an interest in their own development as a driver or a rider. From the time we get our licence, most of us have to have some driver tuition in preparation for our first driver's licence. And after that, we're left to our own devices, really. Laws do change, attitudes change on the road, our cars have become safer, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the human gets safer. You know, I really recommend to everybody to get onto the Queensland Transport website, have a read through the keys to driving in Queensland, have a read of the road rules, familiarise yourself with those, understand how a roundabout works and how to use it properly. And, you know, a few minutes each week running through that will make people better road users.
Josh, why did you choose to do Q-Ride?
I was really hanging out for a bike licence because I thought I'd had one for years, just wanted to get back on a bike again, and just love the freedom, and also it's the perfect form of transport for around Mackay.
You could have gone through Queensland Transport Department without doing the course and paying the dollars, so how's it helped you to do it?
I suppose you much rather do this sort of thing with somebody who's got a bit of enthusiasm for the training. On Brett's competency as a trainer, I'm a trainer myself, and I found him to be very thorough, and also he did the assessment correctly, if you know what I mean. He was looking for repetition, that you could actually reproduce what you'd just done.
So how much did you learn today?
Heaps, actually, and I've been riding bikes all my life, and I'm 50 now, so, and I've been taught something, so I'm happy.
You already had a licence, you just wanted to brush up on your skills?
I had a licence in South Australia, but when they changed over licences and that suddenly got lost.